When President Trump visited Poland recently, he praised the country for battling through decades of adversity to a successful democracy. But many in the country worry that Poland's democracy is under threat. Today, the Polish parliament, controlled by the far-right Law and Justice Party, gave initial approval to a measure that would give the ruling party control over the judiciary. That happened despite a European Union warning that Poland could lose its EU voting rights as a result. I asked Christian Davies to explain the measure. He covers Poland for The Guardian.
The bill that was just passed today has to be seen as a part of a series of legislation that was being passed over the last week or so. The first gave Parliament political control over the body that appoints Polish judges. The second gave the Minister of Justice the ability to dismiss and appoint court presidents, who are the judges who decide which judges sit on which cases. And this bill will terminate the appointments of all 83 Supreme Court judges and give the governing party control over who replaces them.
So why is this so controversial?
Well, when judges are dependent on the patronage of the ruling party, and when the ruling party can choose who can sit on which case, then you no longer have a proper separation of powers. And that has very worrying implications for human rights and democracy and the rule of law.
Earlier today, I spoke with Tomasz Sokiewicz, who's editor-in-chief of the Polish right-wing newspaper Gazeta Polska. And here's how he defended the government.
I think that nobody wants to control justice in Poland. We want to change it, to reform, because it's completely broken by corruption and mafia's system.
Yeah, he says it's corrupt and it's a mafia system. Is that pretty much in line with what the government has been saying?
Yes, that's what it says. It's very easy to talk about, in general terms, about corruption and a mafia system. You've got to substantiate claims like that. And it's not satisfactory to push through, in the course of less than a week, such a radical reform, so-called, of a judicial system, with no public consultation and with no proper discussion of any opposition amendments.
Now, leading up to the passage of the bill today, thousands of people were protesting in front of the Polish parliament against this measure. What was that scene like?
The opposition protests, they remind me of finals day at Wimbledon. These tend to be middle-class people who are angry but don't necessarily express themselves in a particularly forceful way. There's a lot of sort of picnics and people with their dogs and so on, with sort of quite witty slogans. But there hasn't yet been any violence or actually really forceful expressions of anger, which I found slightly surprising.
There have been expressions of sadness and serious disappointment, though. We spoke with Polish activist Marta Lampert earlier today, just a couple of minutes, in fact, after she heard this bill pass the lower house, and she sounded pretty darn heartbroken.
So this is a really hard moment, you know?
I understand. But, yeah, I can hear that in your voice.
Please remember us. Please mention us. Please speak about us.
We are.
Thank you.
Lempart says the protesters are going to put pressure now on President Andrzej Duda to veto the bill. What's the likelihood that'll happen?
I cry hot, salty tears at the naivety of people who think that Andrzej Duda is going to save them. President Duda has shown no initiative to stand up against the government in the entire time he's been president.
So do you think the EU is going to kick Poland out?
No, we're a very long way from that. Poland has been in dialogue, as it's called, with the European Commission. The Commission's patience is clearly running out, and it's very possible that they will recommend possible sanctions against Poland. That is politically very tricky, because it may look as if the European Union is trying to interfere in Polish internal affairs. At the same time, support for European Union membership in Poland is extremely high, one of the highest levels of support in the whole European Union. And it looks like it will slightly come down to how Polish public reaction will turn. Either they will feel that their government is being bullied by Brussels, or they will feel ashamed that the government is starting a war with Brussels over this. And it's not quite clear which way it will turn. But actual expulsion is a very long way off.
Christian Davies reports for The Guardian in Warsaw. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.